A lot of people might think this is a simple, easy question to answer, but it's a lot more complicated than it sounds. What is a men's shed?
Yes, I have a few answers to that question. Most people, and certainly when I first heard about men's sheds, I thought, great, this is a workshop that I can use. And at that time, I was retiring, and I live in a small apartment. And I knew I wasn't going to be long before I would be punching the walls. So when I heard about men's sheds, I thought, great, I love working with my hands. This is perfect. But I've subsequently found that there's a lot more to it than that. It's really all about men's health, particularly mental health, but physical health as well. That's how I got into it, thinking it was just a workshop. Now I've come to realize that it's really a journey. It's a culture, an ethos. Men's Shed is a place where you can belong. And when you're going through that bad period, a men's shed is a great resource, a place you can go out and hang out with some people that are not going to question what you're doing or where you've been. They're just make you welcome, give you something to occupy your time, often doing things for the community, things that give you purpose in life.
It's not just for seniors, but it is for men of middle age and older are typically the type of men that lose more connections, right? Maybe you're going to be retired, you're at home, you're not getting to see your workmates, or you could be divorced. So it's just a perfect outreach for the mental health of those men that need more, human connection.
Yeah, my observation has been that sometimes the young men that come into the shed, they need it more than we do. It might only be for a few months, but it becomes an anchor for them when everything else is not going well.
Like you said earlier, it's not just a workshop, but that is a common thing at these men's sheds, is a place where you can come work on any projects, use power tools that you can maybe even rent out. What kind of activities go on here other than just having a community?
It's whatever the members want to do. It is limited to some extent by the facility that you have. For instance, when I retired, I started the Coquitlam Men's Shed. And for a while, we met in the park at a picnic table. So it's a beautiful place to meet, actually, if the weather's nice. And we would carve, we would discuss what we're going to do about the next phase of developing the Coquitlam shed, where we're going to find a place for a shed, how we're going to do that. So could be Tim Hortons, it could be anywhere, a meeting room in the municipality. It's a journey, and the park bench was just a station on the journey for Coquitlam Main Shed. Now we have a beautiful shed, very well equipped with tools, that's open most days of the week.
We talked about how the men's shed is really good for men in the community, help their mental health, whatnot, a place to make friends. How does the men's shed benefit a community?
A natural outcome from a men's shed is now you have this group of men with a whole variety of skills, and they become a resource for the community. For instance, in the Port Moody men's shed, a year and a half ago now, our NP came into the shed and said, there's a Ukrainian family moving into a house here, refugees, and the house needs a few repairs. Is that something you guys could help with? We looked at it, and the repairs, we weren't taking any work from a local tradesman. There were things like doing a bit of painting, repair work on the ceiling, and fix a handrail, a few things like that. So we readily agreed. And, of course, we felt really great being able to help out this refugee family.
That's a really good story. How many men's sheds do we have in BC at the moment? Do you know?
Yeah, we have in excess of 40. Which is more than half of the men's sheds in Canada, about 80 in Canada.
Okay. And yeah, there's a couple fairly close to me, plenty throughout the interior, one in Grand Forks, BC, and then the other one in Ryandale, just on the other side of Kootenay Lake.
Mm-hmm. The one in Grand Forks is very much embryonic. There's two guys there looking for some more guys to join them. But two guys come together, meet, become friends. They are a men's shed. That's what a men's shed is really all about. And, you know, there will be more guys come along and join them. And that's what the same sort of thing that we're expecting to happen in Nelson.
Yeah, so speaking about Nelson, Mike, you're the president of the Men's Shed Association of BC, and you're working on an outreach program to start up some new sheds across the province, and Nelson being one of your communities you're looking at. Where are we in that process of developing a men's shed in Nelson?
We came up with a program that we think might work. Most men's sheds in British Columbia have started because somebody has come to us and said, where is the men's shed in Kamloops? And there isn't one. So we'll help you start one. That's the way men's sheds have started. We looked at the map and said, well, we've never heard from anybody from these 10 communities, Nelson being one. And how do we reach out to a community where we don't know anybody? And so we developed this program. A few weeks ago, we did a boost Facebook post in Nelson, and we got quite a good response from it. Probably four, five, six guys that are interested. That's more than enough to get a men's shed going. So the next phase was to reach out to the mayor and council and let them know what we're doing, and then to reach out to you to let people know what's happening. And there will be a meeting in Nelson, probably on the 29th of November. That is not confirmed yet, but that's the target date. And the guys from the East Shore are going to come down and share their enthusiasm and experience of men's sheds.
Great. So what are the next steps there? What does it take to get this program started?
We want four outcomes from the meeting. First off, we will hand around a piece of paper and ask people to put their contact information on it. Second, we will ask somebody to take responsibility for that contact information. And this person will be in charge of basically just emailing everybody to let them know what is happening. The third thing we want to happen is that they agree or organize their next meeting a week later. So, and it doesn't matter, as I say, it doesn't matter whether it's in Tim Hortons or anywhere else. The location is not important. It's just that everybody knows what the location is, what day it's going to be, what time it's going to be, so they can have their next meeting. And we would like them then to commit to weekly meetings going forward. And not everybody has to turn up at every meeting, but we found that if you have meetings going weekly, the ball keeps rolling and the shed soon develops. If you have meetings that are less frequent, they tend to fizzle out.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then, you know, once you're having weekly meetings, according to the PowerPoint you gave me and the website I've been looking at, that you're already a men's shed now. You just don't have a location yet.
Exactly. You're on the journey. And for about a month after the public meeting, the information meeting, we'll do a Zoom meeting with these guys as well, so they can ask more questions or we can give them some encouragement. And then we will also invite them to, MSABC has monthly Zoom meetings. So we invite them to tune into there again, another opportunity to learn about the sheds across BC, what the sheds have been doing, to ask questions again and receive more encouragement. Another thing that happens is that when as a men's shed's getting going, they need some tools. And most sheds have a surplus of tools. You know, all the sheds will definitely share the resources that they have with the new shed.
We reach a lot of other communities that aren't close enough to Nelson. So those other communities, if they want to start a men's shed, how do they get going?
Just get hold of MSABC. Go to bcmenshed.ca. Send an email and we'll jump right on it. As well as this program, we're probably working on three or four other communities as well that want to develop a men's shed. This morning I had a wonderful meeting with five guys from White Rock, and I'm sure they're off and running.
Great, Mike. Well, anything else you want to share? Now is your time. If not, it's been awesome talking to you, and I appreciate your time.
It is a wonderful journey. If you do the right things, the world will conspire to make them happen. So be patient, and there will be a men's shed in Nelson before very long.
Great, Mike. Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing how this all develops and when the men's shed gets going here.
Thank you very much, Scott.